This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
We're kind of in a tech world tonight here on Free Talk Live, having discussed Johnny Ray's game of the week. We did talk about some other issues like the U.S. Marshals raiding people over unpaid college loans, debtor's prison, and more. But we're discussing virtual reality at the moment, and this disturbing experience that an author over at, I think it was in Engadget, right?
Yep.
Engadget. This disturbing experience this guy had, Johnson, you're sharing the story,
right,
where he was in a virtual reality simulator, a game called Hover Junkers, I think
yes.
it was.
Mm-hmm.
This is a game that's in development. It's being developed by a company called Steam, or Valve Software, which is, you know.
Steam VR, I think, is the specific.
He mentioned brand. Valve was the company behind it, and they've done a lot of games in the past, and so they've got a lot of experience. And apparently they've come up with some kind of controller that allows you to make moves with your hands as well. So like virtual
right.
reality goggles are one thing. This allows something to detect your hands moving, like a Kinect or whatever they're called.
Right.
And then translates that into in-game motions. The person
might even be working with the Half Moon controller, which is the controller for the Oculus Rift.
I didn't know there was a special controller just for that.
Yep.
And so in this sequence in the game, the other player was two players, the writer of the article and the guy from the company. Guy from the company puts a gun to his head and kills his character.
Yep.
And that was apparently more disturbing to this guy than the countless. Likely this guy has played video games many a time.
Right, yeah.
Has seen many a gaming avatar die in a variety of different ways. Why was this so different? We're not yet through the piece. Let's continue.
Goes on. When Noel pointed a gun at his head and motioned for me to stop, I saw through the game to the person behind it. It still looked like a video game, but it felt real. More real than any multiplayer game I'd ever played. As I marveled at the power of body language in an online video game, Stress Level Zero's Brandon Latch... L-A-A-T-S-C-H. I'm not sure how that's pronounced. Latch. Told me that while the ability to graphically kill yourself in the game was somewhat problematic, keeping it in seemed like a good safety lesson. We had this moral quandary. If you pull the trigger and nothing happens, it sends the wrong message. But if you pull the trigger and something happens, it also sends the wrong message. It's kind of a lose-lose. Ultimately, the team decided to stay consistent with the rules.
Yeah, generally it's lose-lose if someone commits suicide.
Yeah. Ultimately, the team decided to stay consistent with the rules posted in the in-game firing range. Specifically, he said, don't point your weapon at anything you don't intend to destroy. Gutting this basic gun safety rule seemed like the wrong thing to do, Latch explained. Noel doesn't normally pull the suicide trick on other players, but he says, I'm not the first player to be surprised by the game's human element.
Interesting.
We've run into some people who have played it and said, wow, I was uncomfortable with that in, like, a powerful way. It quickly turns from a game into a real situation. For me, seeing a recognizable human body language come through the avatar conveyed a sense of life that fundamentally altered my perception of the game world.
Interesting.
It doesn't stop everyone from shooting a sympathetic opponent, but it sure stopped me. I'm not used to thinking about my opponents as human beings, but I think I could get used to it. If video games started feeling this real, I'd happily embrace a little hesitation in my trigger finger.
Yeah, I mean, this comes back around to a conversation we've had before and likely we'll have again as games become more real.
Oh, yeah.
You know, when the line becomes more blurred between real life and photorealism in games, for instance.
Right.
I mean, for a long time, for decades now, game companies have been coming up with ways to try to capture motion of human beings and make the characters in the games more realistic, move more fluidly, move in natural ways. And they've done a darn good job. I mean, over the years, it started 100. Back in the day, it was like with Mortal Kombat, they would actually do pictures, photos of, right. of the characters or video, and then they would digitize that into the game. And that was sort of a rudimentary way of capturing motion. Or with Prince of Persia, where they would I don't know if it's rotoscoping is the name of the term or whatever they would do to
right.
to capture that image in these old games. We're talking 20 years old of these right. they've been doing this, so they've had literally decades to perfect this, and now it's advanced to the point where a human character's exact motions can be transferred into the game.
Actors are clearly recognizable in games now. I mean,
there's that too,
you know,
yeah.
No question, if somebody's been digitized or whatever, you know who the actor is. I mean, The Force Unleashed, I don't remember the name of the actor, but it's like, you know who that is.
The Star Wars game?
Game? Yeah.
Have you played the Star Wars game?
Yeah, I have. I can't remember the name of the actor. He's not like a really big name actor, but he's big enough.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, oh, I know who this guy is. When you start playing the game, like, oh,
there's that
guy. Actor.
That, right.
You know.
So now you've got real life motions happening, not as a pre-programmed part of the game. Because what they used to do, they would capture the motion, then they'd program that motion into a character, a preset character in the game. We're talking about a game, in this case, what you were describing, was a game between two players, and the player's character moved as the other player did. And that brought a sense of realism to the experience that this guy had never experienced before.
Yeah.
So despite all of the motion capture, despite all of the brilliant programming, the amazing modeling, the hard work that had been put in, it took the actual virtual reality factor to really bring some humanity to this character.
And I think this body language, especially once they start doing expression capturing or whatever they're going to call that, where you're able to have your face emote for your avatar, you know, your actual face
right.
conveys the emotion for your avatar.
It'll still be their face in the game, but
it'll be the avatar's
the
face in the game, but your
but their
face
lips
will
move
control.
As your lips will move and
right.
things like that.
Exactly. So speech, I mean, that's going to bring just an unbelievable difference, I think, to the feeling of those things. Like, I've never been one for the online virtual world, you know, World of Warcraft. I never did it. Never cared for it.
Okay.
I don't really like role-playing games in general. But I think if that...
More of a zombie shooter kind of
multiplayer. Yeah, like first-person shooter, second-player action, or second or third-person perspective action games.
Okay.
Assassin's Creed, Left 4 Dead, Grand Theft Auto, you know, those type of games.
But you like playing those games with other people?
Yeah. Yeah,
the multiplayer
sure.
online stuff.
Sometimes, okay. My favorite genre of game, and I guess if I were to have a game of the week, it would be Star Citizen. It's a game that raised ridiculous. I mean, they asked for something like $1.5 million or $2 million or something like that, and they raised something like nearly $50 million.
It's incredible.
Dollars. I mean, the Wing Commander game series, Chris Roberts, he's responsible for Star Citizen. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, so
okay.
he made this thing that basically said...
This guy has cred.
Oh,
knows,
yeah.
People know him.
He made a trailer, basically, for the Kickstarter where he came back and said, you know, the rumors of my death are overly exaggerated. I am a PC game. You know, like, and basically...
I am a PC game.
Basically talking about how basically there's been a lot of rumors that console games are taking over, and that the PC games, that the genre is just being neglected. That games are being made secondarily for PCs. They're being made for consoles first, PC second.
He's saying that's not true. He's going the reverse.
Yeah, he's like, I'm not doing that. I'm making a PC game. You know?
And so this, for those that don't know, Wing Commander is a classic space shooter simulator kind of thing.
It's my favorite genre of game, bar none.
Back in the old days, Wing Commander was one of the original games to use full motion video, where they would they actually used Mark Hamill, I think, in one of their games.
Yeah. And, John Rhys Davies.
They were known for using
Malcolm McDowell. Tannen.
Yeah. Tom Wood. Or no, Tom
Wilkinson.
I don't think
anyway, they used
cars. Yeah,
they actually had a decent budget for their video in the games.
I mean, Malcolm McDowell. I mean,
yeah.
You know, like.
So the same guy who created those games is now creating a new space shooter kind of game?
Yes.
Oh, Ed Johnson, cool. In Force Unleashed, was it Jimmy Smits that you were thinking of? I see a cast of characters.
Jimmy Smits is a big Star Wars character, but that's not who I'm talking about. It was the lead guy.
Force Unleashed is the new movie, right? That's the new one.
No, the Force Unleashed is the. Wait, is the Force Unleashed the name of the new movie?
I don't remember. I just know it was Star Wars 7.
Yeah, I don't think so. The Force Unleashed was a game series.
I see. Okay.
And the actor is, pretty well-known.
Sam Witwer?
Anyway. That sounds maybe like that's the right
guy. Let's move along here. So virtual reality, toll-free number, if you want to jump into the discussion, is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Will virtual reality change the way we see characters in video games? It certainly seems to be happening already. And the reality factor is even better, apparently, than what some people are thinking. I'm really looking forward to experiencing it. Have you tried the Oculus Rift?
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-965-1170.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. So just think how much better you'll look and feel. Think you might be bloated? Call now for a free trial of Nubiotics and see how much flatter it makes your belly. You might be surprised, but hurry, call now for details while these free trials last. 1-800-965-1170. That's 1-800-965-1170. 1-800-965-1170.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Join us here toll free. We're talking technology and the coming wave of virtual reality. You're going to have to lay out a couple $1,000s. likely if you want to play in this particular world.
Not after a couple of years. That price will come down real
fast. No, I meant if you want it in April, you're going to have to lay out a couple thousand dollars. But yeah, after 2 years, it'll probably be $200. And that's just technology, and that's why it's awesome. Yep. And so, but, you know, kudos to whoever the early adopters are here. I mean, it's because of the early adopters that things come down in price. So whoever you are that's going to go out and buy the first episode or the first edition of the Oculus Rift, thank you for going out and doing that. And I got to say,
if it's good enough, that'll be me.
You know, I've never tried it, right? Like, all I've done has been tried the Google Cardboard, and almost anyone can do that. Google Cardboard costs like $6 if you buy the preset thing. And
I gotta say, Microsoft, because they have the Microsoft stores, is gonna be a serious advantage with the HoloLens, because they're gonna have a place where people are gonna be able to go and try out.
And try it out. So. Is it holo as in holograph?
Yes.
Okay. So let's see. So Google's in the market. Facebook's in the market with Oculus Rift. And having seen videos of other people playing this, I gotta say, just watching their reactions makes me feel like this is going to be pretty impressive. I mean, I don't want to get my hopes up too much, right? Because I don't want to be let down by the technology.
I feel like people would have those same reactions to Google Cardboard, though. Like,
oh, maybe. I don't think so.
Really?
I mean, look. Google Cardboard's cute. I've tried it. We had a listener actually send a Google Cardboard to us. It was a pain in the butt to put it together. But they also sell these Google Cardboard plastic things where you don't have
I brought one over one time, the plastic one.
I ended up buying one similar to that online. And these things, like, you can pay $6 for the cardboard thing, or you can pay $12 and get the actual plastic one and have to spend no time putting it together. So I recommend getting the plastic one, like the pair of goggles. What you do is you slap your phone, if you've got a smartphone, into the front of this thing, close the front up, and you've got yourself a virtual reality headset.
Cost $12?
That's about, plus shipping. I think I paid like $15 for a nice plastic clamshell thing that fits on it. It even comes with a strap. So Google Cardboard was created, for those that don't know, as sort of a poor man's alternative to the Oculus Rift, basically. You know, you're going to spend $600 on the Oculus Rift, or you can spend $12 and throw your phone into this Google Cardboard thing, and you can have kind of a virtual reality experience with that. What it does is the Google Cardboard divides your phone display in half, so you get one for your left eye, one for your right eye. You put that in this, you know, in these goggles, and you run the right apps, and you've got virtual reality.
Yeah, and your phone's got accelerometers in
it.
Correct.
So your phone knows if you're looking up or down or left or right or whatever. And so there's all these cool demo apps. There's, you know, one where there's a haunted house. There's another one with a roller coaster. And when I gave the roller coaster app to Conan, our Thursday night co-host, he got sick. Like, he was feeling woozy. He had to take the thing off after a short while because it was so realistic to him. To me, it's like, oh, that's kind of cool. Because when you're looking at your phone, this isn't designed for virtual reality. This wasn't designed with the intention. So one of the things that's going to be very different between Oculus Rift or whatever else comes out, Samsung's or PlayStation, is these are going to be proper goggles. So they'll have a more wide field of view. The thing with Google Cardboard is you're just looking at your phone.
So it just looks like a big screen TV.
Yeah, kind of. And so with Oculus Rift, you should probably have much more of your vision actually filled by what you're seeing. And I think that's why it's going to look more persuasive and more real.
Palmer Luckey, the CEO, says it's like comparing Oculus Rift to
Oculus
Cardboard. Thing? Yeah, he's Palmer Luckey is the CEO of Oculus.
Okay.
And he says comparing the Oculus to the Google Cardboard is like comparing a Ferrari to
a shoe or something like that.
No, like, it's like, he didn't even do it. It's like, he's like a pile of dirt.
I believe that, because I don't think you could put, having watched people's reactions, again, I have not tried the Oculus Rift, but if you have, you're welcome to call in toll free at 855-453. But having watched, there's the React channel on YouTube, which we'll actually talk about. There's some controversy around that channel here in a moment. But with the React channel, they've done it a few times over the last year where they'll have their reactors. They've got the kids react, the teens react, and the elders react. Now they have adults react. So they've got these different series with different participants. And they've had all of them now do reacting to the Oculus Rift. So all different generations reacting to this thing. And their reactions are incredible. Like, they are blown away. And, you know, it's one thing to blow away people who have no experience with gaming, but even the young people, the teenagers, are blown away by this. They're playing scary games like Alien Insurrection or whatever it was called, the more recent Alien game, and people were freaked out big time by the things that were going on in this game, whereas they wouldn't have been as freaked out if they were just sitting with headphones on. Yeah, they might, you know, get a little jump here and there, but when they're immersed into this Oculus Rift, their reactions are priceless. It's so entertaining to watch because they'll scream and they'll jump back and they'll duck, and it's very, very persuasive.
So what Paul Marlucky actually said is it's like comparing fancy wine to muddy water.
Yeah. I believe it. I'm very interested in seeing what happens here. It's $600 to get the Oculus Rift at release. And if you think about it, if it is as good as it seems to be, or better than it seems to be, if it's as good as it seems to be,
right,
I think probably it would be worth that. I mean, to have that kind of realist experience.
Yeah.
But if you give it another year, then it'll be $400. Yeah. Or then it'll be, you know, there'll be three other competitors.
I want to see, too, you know, like a lot of these augmented reality systems are something where you see through and you can see the, you know, you're seeing reality and then you see an overlay on top of the reality, right? Well, I'd like to see something like these, you know, like an Oculus, where it's actually obscuring your field of view with, mm-hmm. with that, but that somehow then you take cameras and beam that in so that you're still, you can have augmented reality, but through a completely opaque system.
I bet you they'll be doing that.
I'm sure that somebody's going to do that.
I think augmented reality is, it can be that.
Yeah. See, I would also like to see something like that, for example, in a vehicle with no windows. So that, you know, like, you don't have windows in the vehicle, you instead have screens and cameras. So that you're seeing out through that. So, like, at night, you could have completely night vision or something, you know, like, instead of...
Presuming the video system doesn't fail.
Well, yeah, but if you say, you know, then, you know, have it pulls you over or you pull over or something like that. But, yeah, still, you know, you would need to, you know... I think it could be something that could work and present a lot more safety, especially at night. I mean, imagine if you have full field of vision because there's no darkness because it's like all night vision.
Sure.
You know,
infrared illumination.
You know,
you could
like
have
that.
Infrared lights, headlights on the car.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a cool idea.
Ian, for your benefit, I wanted to, I noticed one more very interesting cast of characters from Force Unleashed is the guy who played Darth Vader is a man named Matt Sloan, who made his name on YouTube, I think, playing Chad Vader.
That's
awesome.
Chad Vader. This goes back a ways.
Yeah.
No, it was Chad Vader was like, what was he, the checkout cashier or whatever, stockman?
Day shift manager,
that's right. So these are classic, like, YouTube
and
videos.
That guy, Sam Whittemore, he was in Smallville. He's in the Being Human show as a vampire. It's like it's a show that's out now.
You're jumping back to a discussion we had previously about stars appearing in video games in digital form.
Well, since he brought up that thing, Star Wars game, so that, you know, that guy that we were talking about.
Our toll-free number tonight is 855-453. Talked about the React channel for a moment there. The Fine Brothers are the creators of the React channel. It's an incredibly popular channel on YouTube, and they had to say they were sorry recently because they wanted to trademark React, and that apparently upset their fans. We'll talk about intellectual property, and you can join us on Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us toll free here at 855-453, 855-450-3733. Everything from suicide in virtual reality to raids being conducted over unpaid college loans. Those are some of the things we've discussed tonight. Games of the week, we got into that. And now we're talking about the React channel on YouTube. Actually, we're discussing React in relation to people's reactions to the Oculus Rift, which if you've yet to see any of these Oculus Rift reaction videos and you're curious to know what it's like to play an Oculus Rift without actually the opportunity to try it, I think this is probably the next best thing because you can watch people reacting to this and it gives you some idea of how persuasively realistic it is.
My favorite is when a guy puts it on some grandma. He puts it on his grandma.
There's Elders React.
Yeah, I don't know if it's the Elders React or if it's... I think it's just several grandmas in this particular case.
There's grandpas and grandmas, elderly folks who are trying this thing on and they're like going on a roller coaster in Oculus Rift and it is very, very interesting to watch their reactions.
Ian, so, do you have a favorite flavor of React video?
I like them.
Not the content or the topics they cover, but the, you know, elders versus teens versus kids. Do you have any favorites?
I don't know. I like a lot of the characters that they have. I mean, characters are real people, but I like a lot of the people in the elders and the teens react. The adults react is kind of new And the kids' reacts are fun, too. It just depends on what they're reacting to. So, like, watching the elders play Grand Theft Auto 5 is super entertaining. A lot of times they're, like, firing at the ground. They don't know what they're doing. And then there's a couple of them where they actually put the elders against, like, one of the Call of Duty kind of games, like the first-person shooter-style games. They put the elders into that game. And watching them play against these 14-year-olds and just getting slaughtered and hearing the teenagers talking smack to them over the team speak or whatever was pretty funny. So there's that. And then, like, the kids, they'll have them react to old technology.
Yeah,
those
like,
are some
a,
of my
like
favorites.
A Walkman.
The Walkman was pretty funny. The old rotary dial phone.
Those Walkman kids struck me as, it's like, something's wrong with some of them mentally. Because, you know, my thought is,
that they can't figure out where the power button is.
I had to
like
figure
that.
Out the Walkman when I was given a Walkman. Like, I don't think I had ever seen one before when I was given the technology back in the 80s.
And you feel like you were better at figuring it out than they were?
It didn't take very long. You know, it was like, oh, there's spokes there. There's holes in the tape. Okay, so it faces this way. And, oh, there's little, like, latches in the case cover the thing, so the tape obviously has to go through that before you close it. And it lines up. There it is. Okay.
Well, maybe they played back the ones that were having more difficulty.
Maybe. I don't
rather
know.
Rather than the ones that
you
got it right
you're
away.
You're giving yourself too much credit, Johnson.
I don't think so.
Maybe
I
you're
really
misremembering your own past.
You came from a very magnetic, tape-centered upbringing. All of us did in a tape milieu where we saw it on TV all the time. And
maybe. And maybe, you know, I'll give you that. That's a fair point. Maybe it's from, you know, maybe somehow passively.
How many times did we see somebody put a cassette tape into a boombox on TV?
On TV? That's
yeah,
true.
Yeah, sure.
So, oh, there was also one where the kids and the kids reacted to, like, an old computer, like an old monochrome computer, two-color screen kind of thing. Right. And they were like, you know, they were just trying to figure out how to turn it on. They didn't know you had to go around back and flip a switch on the back. Remember old computers where they had the switch on the back?
Oh, yeah.
I was annoyed by that back then.
Yeah, they didn't know, but they didn't know that, right?
Right.
So that's fun. Sort of like the fish out of water thing. How do people react to things they've never experienced before? So I enjoy those.
Okay, so you like them all. You don't have a preference.
I'm pretty much. Yeah, I'm a fan of the channel, which is why I was sad to see go ahead.
I was gonna say I do have to say, you know, when you think about audio to cassette tapes, though, they really are horrible.
Oh yes, I mean, it's old tech.
Really, really bad. Like, you have to fast forward through the song to find the song that you want. You have to guess. I mean, it's really, really bad comparatively.
So I was disappointed when I saw the Fine Brothers had these are the creators of the React YouTube channel. They basically stepped in it with their own fans, and they had
they made a video. YouTube fans react to copyright law.
Yeah. Let me just share from the BBC. This thing blew up pretty big. BBC.com reporting the Fine Brothers, creators of one of YouTube's biggest channels, have sparked fury over plans to trademark and license a popular video format. The Fine Brothers produce popular series of reaction videos in which people watch online clips and respond. On Tuesday, they revealed a scheme to let other video makers use assets from their version of the format, but they have faced a backlash from viewers for trademarking React, a term widely used by other creators. Typically, reaction videos feature a group of people, for example, children or YouTube personalities, looking at an object or video and talking about it. The format is hugely popular on YouTube, and countless content creators, including U.S. TV host Ellen DeGeneres, have produced videos in this style. Reaction videos have proved particularly successful for the Fine Brothers, who produce a number of regular series, including Kids React, Teens React, and YouTubers React. In 2015, the brothers applied to trademark terms, including Kids React, Adults React, and Celebrities React, as well as the word React itself, which could be used to form new variations of the format. On Tuesday, and this story's a little older than that, the brothers announced a licensing scheme called React World, which they said would let other video makers use the React title and assets such as their graphics and music. But the plan was negatively received by the YouTube community because so many people already make similar reaction-based videos online using the word React in the title. John, a YouTuber from Many a True Nerd, said they had a bunch of trademarks already and nobody minded. But the moment they got to just the word React, it was too commonly used. People aren't sure whether they will fall foul of the trademark. As creators, we have sympathy that you want to protect your content from being stolen, but in this case, it's too far, he told the BBC.
Right.
Fine Brothers have insisted they're planning to license only a complete package of what are called structural elements and assets in the same way that any television company can produce a singing talent show, but a complete format such as The X Factor is protected. So then they go into what trademarks are.
I was thinking we should put out a series libertarians react to, like, and then political videos.
You should do that. It did take some work. I mean, it takes some setup and some editing.
But the assets would be fun.
However, critics of the Fine Brothers have expressed concern they might use the trademarks to stifle competition. John said, quote, people don't trust them because a few years ago when Ellen DeGeneres did a similar video, not that similar, it didn't have the same format or branding, they claimed it was their format. A number of people have alleged the Fine Brothers have already had other video makers' content removed from the internet.
Yeah.
One critic on Reddit said, quote, they've used their leverage with YouTube to take down channels that were making kids react videos and seniors react videos. So we'll get to their response. The Fine Brothers had something to say about it. We'll get to that. But first, let's go to Patrick on the line in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Patrick.
Hey, can you tell me, I kind of have been busy here. What's this react about? Because I'm 57 years old, and I grew up in the CB radio days, and back then you got on Channel 9 and you called React if you needed help.
Why is
somebody else calling themselves React?
So you are referring to a real thing back in the day for those for kids? There used to be this thing called CB radio, and you could talk to people. And there were the
reasons band.
Correct.
And you call for React if you needed help, if you got in an accident or something.
Yep.
Yeah, it was called.
Yeah, React was basically a group of CB fans and people who wanted to be active in their community who would monitor Channel 9 on the CB band. There were 40 channels on most radios, and they would monitor Channel
9 back then.
You go way back.
I go way back.
Yeah, so on Channel 9, it was sort of like the emergency channel. So if you...
The Trucker Channel.
No, the Trucker Channel is Channel 19.
19, right.
Right, so if you just wanted... Right, if you just wanted to talk to truckers, get road conditions, or where the bears were...
Where the lot lizards are.
Lot lizards. then you go on Channel 19. But Channel 9 React was monitoring that. You don't find those React groups anymore, I don't imagine, in a lot of cities. And maybe they still exist here and there, but I don't know how present they are. So, no, Patrick, what we're referring to is a video series on YouTube. Have you tried the YouTubes yet?
No, I've been on YouTube, but I haven't looked that up. Because,
well, there you go. Try that out. Go to YouTube and look for React, and you'll find some neat stuff. Thanks for the call, Patrick. Toll-free number is 855-453. That was a throwback. I didn't think that was coming tonight. We're talking technology. We've gone back to the 70s now. And CB radio. Boy, the slang was a lot of fun back then. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on health care by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is
clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Lockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Lockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Lockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 855-453, 855-450-3733. We've been on kind of a technological discussion here in a variety of different topics over the last couple of hours, from Oculus Rift to virtual reality, suicide, and also Games of the Week. But now, the Fine Brothers are a YouTube creator. They're actually pretty popular. I don't know how many millions of subscribers they have, but I bet you it's at least a couple million. So it's a relatively popular YouTube channel. I'm not the most popular, but probably in the top 100, top 50 or something like that. And they make these React videos that are, for the most part, pretty entertaining. We were talking about their Oculus Rift React videos earlier, which is a great way to kind of see how people react to this new virtual reality technology, which I find particularly entertaining to watch, because people freak out when they're put into, like, one of the horror simulators in the Oculus Rift.
I love the kids React, and I love the teens React. I have no use for old people anymore.
Really? Really? I think the elders React are really fun because they have such, you know, great perspective on life, and their comments are, I think, really, you know, informed and entertaining.
I'll check it out.
Yeah. Especially when they're playing video games. Then it's just pure fun. I mean, whether they're playing Grand Theft Auto 5 or some other violent video game, watching the fish out of water factor is a lot of fun with them. So anyway, the creators of the React channel came under fire recently because they wanted to trademark basically the idea of React. Now, they're saying they didn't want to do exactly that, but that was what the fans saw this. They wanted to trademark sort of their show elements that they had, and they wanted to release packages to people so they could sort of syndicate the idea out there. It was kind of my understanding of the pitch. But some people said they were also using their leverage with YouTube to take down channels that were making other React videos, kids React videos and seniors React videos, because, you know, it's a monkey see, monkey do world out there, right? People
right.
see this successful thing. They see the millions of subscribers. Johnson, you just did some research, or Daryl did, excuse me, on the number of subscribers, nearly 6 million on their React channel, and then their main channel, the Fine Brothers channel, with 13.5 million. So these are pretty popular channels.
It's like large cities.
Somebody sees that, and they say, wow, well, I could get a piece of that, so I'm going to make some React videos. And then if the React brothers here, Benny Fine and Ralph Fine, or Ray Fine? I'm not sure the other guy's name. Anyway, the Fine brothers. They
I think Ray Fine's a famous actor. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, the Fine brothers apparently have been going after other channels, which is that's just not a cool thing to do, man. I mean, look.
Yeah.
YouTube's such a big place. There are so many channels out there who will ape whatever it is that the popular channel's doing. Odds are good they're never going to get to your level because you were at it first. You know, you were the one who made it popular. You were the one who reached the market penetration before anybody else did. And that's worth something, especially if you still keep creating good content. But let's see what he had to say for himself, because Benny Fine, one of the brothers, said, quote, "When you create series and products, sometimes there are specific situations where your content is being infringed. In very rare cases, somebody produces a beat-by-beat version of your exact series, which has happened to us," he said. Asked on Facebook whether people would be prevented from making a video, for example, called Kids React to Red Bull, the Fine brothers replied, quote, "That is a trademarked show name, so yes, that is correct." So if you put Kids React in front of whatever it is you have some kids react to on video, he's saying they would come after you. But clarifying their license plan on Facebook, they posted, quote, "We are in no way claiming reaction content in general is our intellectual property. We're not going after and shutting down or suing anyone who makes reaction-based content." But it does sound like they have gone after people who made something and then called it Kids React.
Especially since the first reaction videos were based on horrible, horrible, horrible things.
Like Two Girls, One Cup.
Yeah,
kind of
exactly. That's where the reaction video trend
really?
Started.
Is that where that came from?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So, yeah, I mean, look, I think that, and there's more to the story here, but I think that if creators of content like these guys, who are talented creators, I mean, they've become so successful, they've hired staff, they've got, you know, there's no way they, on their own, could crank out 10 videos a week or whatever it is they're doing. If you just think about the amount of editing that goes into just one of these videos, think about it. If you're watching a React video, there are usually at least 5, if not 10 different reactors in one video. And so they had to bring in each one of those people into the studio, record them reacting to whatever the media or the thing is that they're reacting to, then do all 10 of them or whatever, and then put all of that into a 10-minute long video. I mean, that's a lot of production work to just make one of those videos. So they've been incredibly successful. Why spend any of your precious time going after people who are just essentially, they're flattering you, right? Like they say, imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. There are these people out there who think you're so great, they want to do exactly what you've done. As he says, a beat-by-beat recreation, the same feel, the same kind of motif, if you will. Just let them be.
Well, for so long in the Western civilization, as far as I know, I don't know about other civilizations, we've had this concept of intellectual property.
Right.
And
they believe in it.
If you buy into it, the idea that an idea is property, then when somebody does this frame-by-frame recreation of your kids' React video, you get the notion inside yourself that you're being robbed.
Stolen from
you. Yeah, that somebody is stealing from you, and that's unjust to you. And regardless of how much you're going to get out of it practically, to you it's the principle of the thing, and they're... Okay, I'm putting ideas in certain people's heads, but they will go after someone because they feel like they're being stolen from, and you can't. Society doesn't advance by coddling innovators. Copycatting.
Protecting them from competition.
Yeah, copycatting is how ideas spread, and it's how the world is made better, and you can't own an idea, and it's destructive to inculcate this idea in people's minds.
Yeah, I agree with you completely. In fact, we've been through something like this with Free Talk Live. Years ago, there was someone else who started a show called Free Talk Live. In this case, it was a white supremacist group, a racist group, that created a show with the exact same name.
Uh-huh.
And they ended up taking themselves out. The dude committed suicide after murdering his wife. And that's what happened to...
I never even heard that. I didn't know that.
Yep, that's what happened to the other Free Talk Live out there. And it was like, I knew they existed because I'd Googled Free Talk Live and I found their show that way. And
Vanguard News Network.
That's the group. I think they're still out there, but I don't think they're doing the show. They haven't, at least the last time I looked, and it's been a few years since I've looked, they had no more Free Talk Live. But it was like, what do you want to do? Do you want to spend all your time chasing down the people who are imitating you? Do you want to spend money and precious resources and your time, which you don't get back, on going after these people? Or do you want to spend your time doing the thing you love and creating the media that you want to put out there? So anyway, Ryan Morrison is a video gamer turned attorney. He's expressed his disapproval of the Fine Brothers scheme, posted on his website saying, quote, if you make reaction videos, which a lot of YouTubers do, you're potentially in a lot of trouble. He's now offered to help video makers fight the Fine Brothers trademark application. He says the public has 30 days to file an opposition. Had the Fine Brothers kept quiet for another month, they almost certainly would have gotten this trademark, as no one seemed to notice it. Instead, they announced their ridiculous licensing program, and all eyes turned on them. So they were excited about trademarking.
Right.
They were bragging about trademarking these Kids React and this other stuff. And so that's why they got all this pushback. Since their announcement, I think it was, this story says it was on Tuesday, but it's, I think it's a couple weeks old at this point. But since their recent announcement, the Fine Brothers have lost more than 170,000 subscribers from their YouTube channel. Now, you know, compared to 13 million, that's not a whole lot in comparison, but still, it's a ding. I can't remember, quote, a channel that lost so many subscribers this quickly, said John. At one point, they were losing 10,000 an hour. The Fine Brothers have become the convenient face of many people's frustrations. A lot of people don't like how YouTube's content takedown system works and that it treats you as guilty until proven innocent. That has helped this become the perfect storm of anger.
Yeah, YouTube's copyright protection system is awful.
It sure is. Let's go to Will on the line in Tennessee. Will, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, we're on time.
Hearing this story, well, that's good because I've got a really simple point. This really illustrates the reason why many libertarians I know don't support internet and intellectual copyright laws is because this is basically a case where these people are attempting to protect themselves from competition through the use of a state-created monopoly on the right to use a word.
It's true, and it's really sad, too, because, like I said, they're talented content creators, and I like the work that that they do. Unfortunately, people believe firmly in this intellectual property stuff, and I think it's damaging, ultimately, to society.
The argument is that people won't innovate unless they have that guarantee of money, but I got to tell you, folks, real innovators do it for the bragging rights. They don't care about the money.
Hey, Will, thanks for the call. We are pretty much out of time here. If you're ready to sign up for Arcade City, the driver sign-up's back open. You can go to arcade.freetalklive.com.
There comes a time when you need custom embroidered or screen-printed apparel for your business, organization, or a special event. Corporate Casuals has been helping people create great-looking logoed apparel for over 25 years. They can produce a single piece or thousands using name-brand apparel like Nike, Patagonia, Adidas, and Hanes. Create your logo in their online embroidery design studio, or upload your existing logo and they'll turn it into embroidery. Go to corporatecasuals.com/FTL and include FTL in the order notes and save 5% on your order.
Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof form of money to the people where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom and the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. you can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.